It's July 9th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. Time magazine decided to limit the amount of stories from its print magazine that would be shown on its time.com website. Rather than set up a paywall, Time instead decided to show abridged versions of the print stories online. In order to see those print stories in full, you need to either subscribe to the print magazine or to Time's $5 iPad app. What's a bit confounding is that there's no easy way to get access to the print story online, even if you do want to pay or if you're a print subscriber. That upset many critics, including Newsweek's Mark Cotney, who worked at Time.com during its previous try for a paywall. Cotney said that if Time is trying to say that its print content is worth more than its web content, why should people even bother visiting its website? Plus, Cotney complains that the way people would get one story is far from frictionless, forcing them to subscribe to a print or iPad version of the entire magazine. Paid content's Stacey Kramer went further, saying, "What the Time Inc. flagship did was slip on the magazine equivalent of a condom, a barrier between online readers and the full content of the magazine," end quote. Time's managing editor, Richard Stengel, told the New York Times that, "We'll adapt and change. We're in the hunt like everyone else to figure this out," end quote. The question is whether they're going to bag more revenues with this model. I talked with paid content co-editor Stacey Kramer about the move by Time.com, and here's what she said.
You know, you have people who like to program their own radio stations and people who want to turn the dial. You know, and you have people who want to know how to hook, you know, who want to hook their computer up to their TV screen so they can see whatever they want to get, you know, through Clicker.com or Hulu or YouTube or something over there. And then you have people who just want to pick up the freaking remote and press on. We get so far ahead of a lot of people, or we hear so many people who are comfortable in this area of picking out their own news or their own stories, that we forget there's still a pretty substantial business in people who buy packaged packaged reading experience. And what Time is trying to do, and Condé Nast and all these others, is trying to find a way to preserve some of that, take advantage of the digital opportunities, and at the same time, you know, find a way to bridge their business model.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, which paywall has the best chance to succeed? Our last poll question was, how are you following the World Cup? 41% said they couldn't care less. 24% said on TV and following the news online. 8% said TV only. 8% said online only. And 7% said TV, online, and mobile TV. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.